From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Time now for your emails, and we'll start with a gripe about our Olympics coverage. Specifically, our reporter's description of the game-winning goal in the women's soccer semifinals on Monday, U.S. versus Canada.
30 seconds to go in overtime, in extra time, actually, and Alex Morgan, ball came to her, bounced off her head, went into the goal. Canada was not able to answer that in the 30 seconds that was left. The U.S. wins.
Patrick Carr of Bala Cynwyd, Pennsylvania, says that description from NPR's Howard Berkus fell well short of what he's come to expect from us. He writes this: Mr. Berkus characterized Alex Morgan's winning goal as bouncing off her head, and in so doing conveyed that what happened was almost accidental. The listener goes on, in fact, what he should have said was that in the dying moments of a pulsating end-to-end match, Morgan rose majestically at the near post to emphatically head the U.S. into what would be an unassailable lead. Not to have done so belittles the skill and athleticism of Ms. Morgan, whose finish was worthy of winning such a finely balanced and thrilling contest.
And now a correction. In our segment earlier this week on social media etiquette, we talked about the best way to respond to invitations to events on Facebook. And we said that Facebook had taken away the option of ignoring an event. Not true, according to listener Allie Pyatt of Milwaukee, who offers this tip. If you go to the event page and locate your name on the list of invited guests who have not yet responded, you'll see a small gray X to the right of your name. It's very small and inconspicuous, but clicking it will remove your name from the invited guest list, thereby re-empowering you to be as passive-aggressive as you'd like.
Good to know. Thanks, Allie, and thanks to all of you who wrote in about our coverage. You can write to us at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.